We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The hottest Knicks tape you'll find online. Knicks all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience. Throws it down. News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
All right, look, CP, here's my contention is that great bigs, unlike wings, like, you know, Kobe can wing with Powell is not like an all-time MVP type player. He's a great player. But Kobe, Michael Jordan can win with Scottie Pippen. Great player, but not like multiple MVP award type player. But a great big, Kareem, needs another guy like him. Oscar or Magic. A great big, Shaq, needs Kobe or D-Wade in his prime. Because the whole offense, they're not, you know, creating shots, and the offense doesn't flow through them. They need someone else to get them the ball, right? So my point about Giannis is this. Jrue Holiday and Chris Middleton ain't it. They're excellent. They're good players. But KD has Kyrie Irving. And when he's healthy, James Harden. It's different. I'm not saying Giannis is KD. But I'm saying you're not going to win a championship if Middleton and Holiday are the main support. Nevertheless, you can't go out like Giannis has been going out. How much pressure is on him tonight, CP?
Tremendous pressure. This is a legacy game. This is a statement game for the Greek Freak. There's no doubt about it, Max. He has to step up tonight. I agree with you wholeheartedly in that, you know, Middleton and Jrue Holiday may not be those guys. I don't think they're borderline all-stars, you know, in particular Middleton. And, you know, they've got to step up and help him out. But the thing is that I don't like how the coach is using the Greek Freak. He's not KD. He's not LeBron. He's not a guy that can go out and get his own shot. He can't create for others that well in isolation. And take a look at this stat. In the playoffs, he is 6 of 6 as the pick and roll man, 1.3 points per possession. But he's also they ran 9 plays as the pick and roll man. They ran 34 plays in the playoffs with him in isolation, 12 out of 28 from field goal range, 0.88 points per possession. They've got to be able to utilize him more in the pick and roll. Just hunt out those mismatches versus the Nets. See where he can get going as the role man and utilize him as a secondary.
You think Jrue Holiday's the guy to do that?
Max, they've got to try something. Him just chucking up shots. You know, his shot selection has been terrible. They got too spoiled in that last game in the regular season against the Nets where he scored about 30, 40 points and he was great on the perimeter as a shooter. The Nets will live with that. In the playoffs, that may not work for you, and they have no secondary option right now. They've got to be able to get him going in the pick and roll.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is what I mean by a guy on your level. Like, this is why, and really it's the Bucks, those three hedge fund guys who bought the team in Milwaukee and then played Milwaukee cheap. They didn't want to pay luxury tax. They let Brogdon walk out. And Brogdon's significance is not as his value to the team necessarily. It's that you can match salaries in a trade when guys become available. But because they didn't have Brogdon, they wound up with Drew Holiday instead of Chris Paul. If you put Chris Paul with Giannis, and now you're running pick and rolls with Chris Paul and Giannis, by the way, you still don't have enough. You still need another guy, maybe at least Middleton, right? But at least now you're giving yourself a realistic fighting chance. Since I'm talking Chris Paul, CP, the franchise here on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio, CP from Knicks Fans TV here on the Goodyear Hotline. Since I'm talking about Chris Paul, James Harden's going to have a ring when this postseason's over, which will leave Chris Paul without one. Will he be, at that point, the best player in the history of basketball, at least in the modern era, without a ring?
Yeah, I think you're going to have to put him right up there with the mailman, Karl Malone, Barkley, and my guy Patrick Ewing. Yeah, I'm going to slip the number 33 in there. Listen, Chris Paul has been absolutely dynamic in these playoffs. This series, he's back. You know, back from the shoulder injury. 38 dimes on 2 turnovers. 3 playoff games in his history, he's had 15 straight assists without a turnover. He's been absolutely a maestro for the Suns out there, getting his guys involved. They've been hunting Michael Porter Jr. down in the pick and roll, absolutely taking him to school. You know, Nuggets have been trying to keep Chris Paul isolated on the pick and roll to the sidelines. He snake dribbles back into the middle of the court, into the paint, and then he's a triple threat from there. They have absolutely no answer for him when he's getting out in transition and getting the Suns going. As you said, he's got 8 and activated, and we haven't even spoken about Devin Booker's brilliance and Chris Paul's impact on him. So certainly my MVP candidate this year, and he's got the Suns rolling.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to give Chris Paul credit for Booker, because Booker was killing the game in the bubble last year without Chris Paul there. You know, like, but certainly Ayton. Like, I just love the fact that the Suns on paper looked like, ooh, that's really good. This is going to work out great. And even DeAndre Ayton should be aided by Chris Paul's presence. And it doesn't always work like this in sports, but sometimes just as you'd imagine, it worked out. And so far, that's these Suns. They have to be considered live to get the whole thing done, at least in the Western Conference. Yeah. All right, CP, before I let you go, can we expect anything from Paul George?
Oof.
I mean, like, if Paul George can just stay his normal self, the Clippers can come out of the West, but, like, he hasn't been able to do it. Signs of life. He went off in the fourth quarter. Can we expect, what should we expect from PG-13 tonight?
You have to hope for an aggressive effort from Paul George from start to finish. He had a good fourth quarter in game one, but he went into that fourth quarter with only 3 shot attempts from 3. That's not going to get it done. Tyronn Lue said in his post-game press conference, he says, when Rudy Gobert goes into that drop coverage, meaning when he lays back on the pick and roll to protect the paint, that is open opportunity for the Clippers to take good mid-range shots. Paul George was missed 8 of 9 field goal attempts from the mid-range. That's not going to get it done. Another thing that concerns me, Max, is that in the first game, you had a nice, efficient game from Luke Kennard. He had a great game. I liked what he gave him. You had an efficient game from Reggie Jackson as well. You can't expect those guys to do that again on the road. This is where your superstars step up. This is where your big money guys step up. I think the Claw will get back to it, but Paul George has got to help this team or else they're going to be down 2-0 after game 2.
You'll be surprised to hear, maybe, that when you want to put Patrick Ewing in there, I agree. Patrick Ewing gets slept on. He was a tremendous game changer, both ends of the floor. He could be your primary scoring option on a championship caliber team. They went to the finals and almost won with Patrick Ewing running the offense through Patrick Ewing with very little help. He was a great defender. He was the anchor of a defense, a rim protector, great defender, and a hard worker. I would say the greatest player without a championship in the modern era, not guys I didn't see, not Elgin Baylor or someone like that, but that I've seen are James Harden, one. I think that's going to be over with this year. And I think the candidates for greatest player after this year without a ring are going to be Patrick Ewing, Chris Paul, Charles Barkley, Karl Malone, Allen Iverson. Yeah, I think those five guys, and maybe one or two, I think those five guys would top my list. CP, the franchise, Knicks Fan TV, ladies and gentlemen. CP, as usual, a complete technological debacle.
Those are those guys from Connecticut School of Broadcasting, Max. I'm telling you. I said those are those guys from Connecticut School of Broadcasting, Max. I'm telling you, man. It's something going on in that back room. I think it's because you gave Raj the day off. I think that's what happened. It's a domino effect, man.
Interesting. He sabotaged you and then took the day off. CP, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank
you, CP. We'll talk to you next week.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.